You're listening to an encore presentation of the Superhuman Radio Show.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Today we're going to pay homage to someone whose name you may or may not recognize, and that's Dan Duchesne. Somewhere in the world, right now, an athlete is testing positive for a performance-enhancing drug that no one knew about days before, weeks before, years before. But Dan Duchesne probably wrote about it or professed its ability to increase performance somewhere when he was writing and discussing performance-enhancing drugs and anabolic steroids. There isn't an athlete today that's using a performance-enhancing drug that doesn't owe the progressive ability of that drug to improve performance to Dan Duchesne. Dan Duchesne was one of the original thinkers. He burned a path in the frontier of what is now everywhere in sports society, and that is performance-enhancing drugs. And I've got a friend of mine on the show who owes his own livelihood to Dan Duchesne, and he admits that himself. And we're going to discuss the life and times of Dan Duchesne as best as we can in a short half-hour format and how topical it is to today. And that's Anthony Roberts, and we'll get with him in just a couple moments. But first, I want to remind everybody to visit superhumanradio.com. We have a drawing going on right now. We're giving away a 10-pound tub of American Way whey protein powder to one lucky winner. Will receive a 10-pound tub a month for 12 months. It's over $1,000 in protein powder. I know 10-pound tub is a lot to go through. Save it up. Give it away as gifts. We don't care. But you can go to superhumanradio.com and enter to win a year's supply of protein powder thanks to American Way. That's AmericanWay.com. And then also, we also want to mention another one of our sponsors, and that is Power Block, the world's best dumbbell. Visit powerblock.com. I'm going to go into a commercial break and grab my power blocks, and I'm going to pump out a couple sets of dumbbell curls to get my guns warmed up for this next interview with Anthony Roberts. So stay tuned. We'll have one brief commercial break, and we'll get into this. Hey, this is Carl. Are you tired of your current wireless service? Were you promised low rates but ended up on an antiquated system with poor coverage and slow texting? Well, now check out Lightyear Wireless, the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio. Go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Lightyear Wireless banner to get the lowest rates for unlimited calls and texting on 3G and 4G networks. There's no reason to get substandard service any longer. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Lightyear Wireless banner and get on board with the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio, Lightyear Wireless. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler, and now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. Managing insulin is key to building muscle and staying lean. Now from needtobuildmuscle.net, get the most effective insulin mimicking, insulin sensitizing, nutrient partitioning supplement available without a prescription. Need to Slin. Need to Slin combines scientifically proven agents that shuttle glucose out of the bloodstream and into muscle, avoiding fat accumulation while simultaneously increasing insulin sensitivity on a cellular level. Need to Slin is so powerful that it should only be taken before a meal. You can get Need to Slin by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't risk another meal becoming fat and not muscle. Get Need to Slin today. PJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to pjbraun.com today. That's pjbraun.com.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow. Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My first guest is a friend of the show, and he's been on the show several times, and whenever he is, there's always discussion about his comments. He's controversial, and he is considered one of the foremost gurus in the area of performance-enhancing drugs and anabolic steroids, Anthony Roberts. Welcome to the show, Anthony.
How's it going, Carl?
Excellent, excellent. And it's very fair to say that you're one of the gurus. You've written a few books on the subject, Anabolic Steroids Ultimate Research Guide, Beyond Steroids. And you're actually working on a tell-all book right now, from what I understand, correct?
Yeah, I've written three books. One I actually co-authored. My current one is a tell-all. It looks at steroids in society and you know, some of the causative factors. So, so some people would call me a guru.
And the reason I wanted to position you that way is because there are quite a few quote-unquote steroid gurus out there today. And the reality is that anabolic steroids first made their way on the scene as a performance-enhancing drug in the 50s through Dr. Ziegler and Ciba Pharmaceutical with the introduction of Dianabol, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And a lot of people probably don't realize this, that Ciba actually marketed to athletes and bodybuilders saying this will make you stronger. So the idea that people use these drugs today to make themselves stronger, they must understand the pharmaceutical industry was going to capitalize on that at one point in time.
Yeah, people talk about steroids being, inappropriately used to increase muscle mass and strength, but really that was what they were, designed to do.
Right, right, okay. But the reality is that anabolic steroids really didn't get popularized until one name, that came on the scene who was probably one of the most ingenious original thinkers who explored all sorts of performance-enhancing drugs, and his name is Dan Duchesne.
Yeah, well, Dan was really a pioneer, and it's difficult to underestimate the impact that he had in the world of steroids.
Well, the reason you and I wanted to do this show is because the reality is that we talk about anabolic steroids in today's society in reference to baseball players and football players and Olympic athletes and cyclists and swimmers and everybody. But the truth of the matter is that most of the performance-enhancing technologies utilized today would not be utilized as performance-enhancing technologies had it not been for the explorative work of Dan Duchesne. Is that a fair statement?
He was really the guy who took steroids out of the medical textbooks and, as he even said, put them on the kitchen table. There had been books written about steroids by doctors and all sorts of things, but really nobody had the impact and no book had the impact of Dan Duchesne's original Underground Steroid Handbook.
And he not only looked at anabolic steroids. I mean, his mind was so... He was able to draw conclusions and assumptions from sheer intelligence of understanding how physiology, how the body worked, and how certain drugs worked. And he brought certain drugs into the quote-unquote performance-enhancing environment that really would have never been categorized, like, for instance, GBL, correct?
Yeah. He was the guy who kind of popularized GHB and GBL as a sleep aid and performance enhancer, as it elevates growth hormone while you're asleep. He's the guy who brought Novadex into the bodybuilding world and the steroid world as a gyno preventative. If it weren't for him, bodybuilders wouldn't be using Novadex.
Well, or they probably wouldn't have been able to use the high doses of aromatizable androgens that they use now. They would have had, they've been relegated to very, very low doses, or products like Deca that don't aromatize.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he really, with a lot of the preventative measures that he was able to figure out, people were able to run much larger cycles, and we really see that in the bodybuilders today.
And now let's talk more about mainstream athletes. Let's talk about Olympic athletes other athletes who are using performance-enhancing drugs. Right now, there are performance-enhancing drugs being used that are not detectable because they have not been used and there's no testing for them. Some of those were actually talked about by Duchesne way back when, right?
Well, I mean, if you look at Duchesne's writing in the early 90s, he was talking about methyltrienolone, which a lot of the Greek athletes in the current Olympics just got caught using. But if you really look at doping and you say, well, there are thousands of steroids that have been, you know, synthesized and you know, explored by pharmaceutical companies, and there's really only a couple hundred on the IOC banned list. So there's really a ton that people could use, and Duchesne talked about a lot of them that never made it to the commercial market.
Now, wouldn't you say that probably there are those who are looking back to see what they can now use that is still under the radar?
Oh, yeah. I would say that people who want to sort of see what the future is could actually look in the past and see what Duchesne was writing about. I mean, he wrote about things that, you know, 10 years after his death or you know, 5 years after his death were just coming out on the market or just coming out on the nutritional market, you know, so... He really touched on a lot of areas and was very far ahead of his time.
What kind of guy? I mean, I know that you didn't know him personally, but I know that you did study him because he's kind of, his writings and his ways were kind of mentored you to do what you do, correct?
Well, if there was no Dan Duchesne, there would be no Anthony Roberts. He really was the first guy who came along and said, hey, look, I'm not a doctor. I'm a reasonably bright guy, and, you know, I can put these things together. I can put two and two together. And I've looked at steroids in a way that doctors really haven't. So, I mean, he was, you know, from what I read, and keep in mind, he and I have the same circle of friends. I know a lot of his former friends. Kind of a creative, sort of mischievous guy. Everybody uses the word brilliant and genius when describing him. And he was just genuinely curious about, you know, steroids and what they could do.
Now, I've seen pictures of him, obviously. He didn't look like he was a very big, muscular guy. Was he more like the geek who was making the science as opposed to the test lab rat?
Well, you know what? He entered some bodybuilding contests, and he looked okay. I mean, he wasn't a huge guy, but he had a very respectable build when he was competing. Okay. And, you know, in later years, he really wasn't that interested in sort of bodybuilding and having this great physique. He was far from a geek. He always kept in shape. But honestly, he was more into, you know, bike riding and things like that. He had his own sort of standard for what he found physically desirable. And, you know, he met that standard.
Now, there was a dark side to him also, wasn't there?
Yeah, well, he, you know, he introduced Nubane to the bodybuilding world, which
is a narcotic, you know, right?
What's that?
It's a narcotic?
Yeah, it's an injectable opiate. he introduced that to the bodybuilding world, and you know, he said this stuff is great.
Of course, it alleviates pain, right? I mean, obviously, it suppresses pain, so you could train harder, the theory was, right?
Well, it was actually, most people used it, yeah, it was that theory. It was, you know, it could help you train harder, and after a workout, you know, helped you, you know, with the pain. But it really became widespread and abused. I mean, it's an opiate. It's, you know, it's
addictive.
The same family as heroin.
Right,
so,
right.
He introduced that. He introduced DNP, dinitrophenol, which is a fat burner that operates through a mechanism that the body can't really curtail if you take too much. So if you take too much, your body heat goes so high that it, you know, it literally cooks you.
And there have been some fatalities through DNP misuse, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. People have died from DNP use. Yeah. People have died from DNP use. People have become hooked on Nubane. So a lot of the things, you know, Dan was like Pandora, you know. He couldn't resist opening the box.
Right.
And a lot of times he let out really great things, and on occasion he let out really disastrous, harmful things that he regretted. But it wouldn't stop him from opening the box the next time.
We're going to go into a quick commercial break. We got to pay some bills. And when we come back, I want to talk just a little bit more about his dark side, and then I want to talk to you about what you think people should envision when they think about Dan Duchesne in current terms. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Anthony Roberts. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRadio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Introducing SNI Global. SNI Global carries everything both the weekend warrior and serious athlete needs. Whether you're looking for pre-workout, post-workout, whey protein, mass builders, anabolic agents, performance enhancers, or energy boosters, you'll find it all at SNIGlobal.com. Want to train like a machine? Then get to SNI Global today. Check out their performance pack, loaded with over 10,000 grams of potent ingredients designed to increase energy, strength, muscle growth, and recovery. Go to SNIGlobal.com today. SNI Global. Train like a machine. You want to train harder. You want to get stronger. Then you want results. Results from At Large Nutrition combines 4 proven ergogenic ingredients: CreaPure creatine monohydrate, beta-alanine, beta-hydroxy beta-methylbutyrate, and dextrose. Results will dramatically increase strength, promotes blistering intensity, supports huge increases in training volume, and increase lean muscle mass. And isn't that why you train in the first place? That's why the strongest men in the world depend on results. You can find results at atlargenutrition.com. Stop complaining and get results
products today. Go to atlargenutrition.com right now.
Turinabol from primordialperformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at primordialperformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Anthony Roberts about the life and times of Dan Duchesne. If it wasn't for Dan Duchesne, these athletes wouldn't be using what they're using and breaking the records that they're breaking, because it was his intelligence and his inquisitiveness that led to the introduction of many of the performance-enhancing drugs that are on the market today and that will continue to surge onto the market beneath the radar because of his writing. You know, a little bit more on his dark side. He was arrested, correct?
Yeah, two times he was arrested.
And what was he arrested for?
Well, the first time he was arrested because he was selling steroids, okay? Once he had written the Underground Steroid Handbook, he had access to this huge list of people that had ordered it, and he began selling steroids through mail order, through a club he called the John Ziegler Fan Club, which
funny.
Is the guy who invented Dianabol.
Well, he introduced Dianabol with SIBA behind him, but right, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, so he started a mail order steroid business, and eventually he had a hand in Laboratorios Milanos, which was a Mexican steroid company. So that was the first time he was arrested. It was for dealing steroids. The second time was for GHB. He was instrumental in bringing GHB to bodybuilders through a column he had in Jason Mathis's magazine, Modern Bodybuilding.
Interesting.
And he was selling it on the side. His partner was a guy named Larry Wood, who lived in Thousand Oaks, California. He was, involved in the distribution of it as well.
And the problem with GHB was what? I mean, was it a banned substance at that point in time?
The problem with GHB was, in my estimation, that the FDA just didn't want Dan selling it or anyone selling it. There were a couple... there were a couple bad incidences, and the FDA put it on one of their alert lists. It's a very safe substance, and in fact, now it's approved as a sleep aid. So they put Dan in jail because, this is a bad substance and it's dangerous, but then,
the pharmaceutical industry ended up capitalizing on it anyway.
Yeah, right. A decade or more later, they decide, some people went through the paperwork and the FDA decided it was, safe for human consumption. Now, through conversations with the DEA, I talk to them pretty frequently to try and figure out what's going on their end. Their main concern with GHB, not as the prescription product, but as the, street drug, is the date rape angle that it can incapacitate people, and it's
right.
Flavorless and odorless.
Right, and that is what comes to mind when you do talk to people about GHB who are aware of it, that they know that people used to use it as a date rape drug. Interestingly enough, there's another gentleman who is in jail today who I can't think of his name, but he wrote some of the early books on cognition drugs.
Uh-huh.
He's a retired... doctor from the Navy, I believe, and he's in jail today for promoting GHB. And he's a middle of the road average guy. I mean, he's not a bodybuilding zealot or anything like that. And he also promoted GHB for its ability to help people sleep years ago, and he went to jail for that. So and it's interesting now that it's a prescription drug for sleep aid.
and Alexander Shulgin, basically the guy who first wrote about MDMA or ecstasy. He was raided, and a lot of people that, sort of first do the research, if they're not tied to a huge pharmaceutical company and they're endorsing it for sort of pro bono reasons, do get in trouble with the law.
Yeah. Back to Duchesne. You know, what is it that you think that people should realize? I mean, I feel like any athlete who uses a performance-enhancing drug today that helps him be a better athlete really needs to know who Dan Duchesne is and thank him. You know, what do they do? They're gang members, they spill a little beer out. This one's for my homie or something like that. You know?
Yeah, yeah. So pouring out libations.
Yeah, there you go.
No, people really should realize that most of what we talk about today wouldn't really be talked about if it wasn't for Dan. He was the first guy to really take things to the next level and really approach it with a creative mind and really push steroids into the mainstream.
You know, I think that the environment back then was better for him to do that because there wasn't anyone else competing for his position, so to speak. In today's day and age, there's a lot of people like yourself and Bill Llewellyn and others who write about anabolic steroids. And now what happens is the creativity is almost thrashed upon. I know that you've written certain articles that took a lot of piecing together, and you were attacked by a lot of people. Like, oh, you know, where Duchesne wouldn't have been attacked by that because there wasn't anyone else vying for his popularity.
Well, yeah, that's basically, yeah, there was nobody else vying for the same spot. And the other thing is that, you know, he was writing, he ended his writing just around when the internet sort of exploded.
Uh-huh.
You know, so a lot of my work's been published on the internet, and, you know, the internet's kind of a weird place. What I find is that the more of an expert someone is on the internet, the less they know. You know, and I say that having, you know, had three real books published, not, you know, just internet articles.
Right.
It's kind of like MySpace. The more friends you have on MySpace, probably the less friends you have in real life.
That's a good point. That's funny. Yeah, you're spending a lot of time on MySpace, obviously.
Yeah. And that's what, you know, a lot of people like to tear down me or even Bill Llewellyn or Dave Palumbo, who I know is a friend of yours.
Yes.
A lot of people like to tear us down, and Dan wasn't really subject to that.
Right.
You know, because he was writing for a magazine. You know, he wrote for, I think, three different magazines. He had his Underground Steroid Handbook published. He had another one published, you know, part two to that. He had Body Opus. He had the updates. And there was no real forum for people to attack him. They could write letters to the magazine, but nothing compared to the way it would have been if he started writing during the internet boom.
Yeah, I bet that would have changed things dramatically. That's interesting. It's an interesting point of view. I didn't give it that much.
Yeah.
I just figured there weren't people out there vying for that notoriety, and now there's a lot of people vying for that notoriety. There's a lot of people who want to be the quote-unquote next Dan Duchesne, I would imagine, in their own little circles. Look, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we got a couple minutes. I want to wrap this up. I want to ask you what you think people should take away when they think of Dan Duchesne.
Sure.
So stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Anthony Roberts about the Dan Duchesne story. We'll be right back.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Science's want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
DJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to pjbraun.com today. That's pjbraun.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Are you tired of your current wireless service?
Were you promised low rates but ended up on an antiquated system with poor coverage and slow texting? Well, now check out Lightyear Wireless, the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio. Go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Lightyear Wireless banner to get the lowest rates for unlimited calls and texting on 3G and 4G networks. There's no reason to get substandard service any longer. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Lightyear Wireless banner and get on board with the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio, Lightyear Wireless. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Going to wrap this up. We're talking about Dan Duchesne. A lot of people have made a living and a livelihood. Like you said, there wouldn't be an Anthony Roberts. There wouldn't be a lot of people if it wasn't for Dan Duchesne. It's not just the people who are using the technologies that he introduced to increase their performance, but it's the people who now have jobs writing about this sort of stuff that all have to thank Dan Duchesne. What do you hope that people remember about Dan as time goes on and his memory does start to fade?
Well, you know, I honestly don't think... I actually dedicated my book. I know you have a copy of it. I dedicated my first book to him. You know, I don't think his memory is going to fade. I mean, if you look at someone like, say, John Romano, who's the senior editor for Muscular Development, or Pat Arnold, the Balco chemist, or Bill Roberts from Biotest and Mesomorphosis.com, he gave all of them their start.
Right.
So I don't think his memory is going to fade. I think, you know, people, as time goes on, need to realize that you can really all trace what's going on right now to one person, and that would be Dan Duchesne, you know. And people who don't want to give credit to him or you know, sort of show the proper amount of homage to him really are denying a huge part of the steroid world and the steroid culture.
Listen, Anthony, it's the end of the show. You know, it's always a great pleasure to have you on the show. I consider you a friend. I want to thank you. You're going to come back on, right?
Absolutely.
All right. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll see you tomorrow.